Here's a simple fact. The number of people in North Dakota's prisons and jails is growing at a faster rate than in almost every other state in the country. Many prisoners in North Dakota are serving time for drug-related crimes, and many end up back in the system within a year of their release. A year ago, legislators and others with a vested interest in fixing these problems began meeting to draft bills for the current legislative session. For guidance, they called on Mark Pelka. He's with the Council on State Government's Justice Center. Pelka has worked with 25 other states facing the same problems as North Dakota.
So from the very beginning, the goal was for the state, with our assistance, to identify ways to bend that curve, to avoid contract bed use, and identify savings that can be plowed into strategies to reduce recidivism.
In other words, take money that would be spent on more prison beds and invest that money in supervised programs in communities. So instead of going to prison, a drug offender might be sentenced to probation with mandatory drug treatment. Because research shows that many drug offenders who go to prison end up back to their old ways soon after getting out.
And when they're inside the walls of a prison, they're interacting with people who have more extensive criminal records, have a greater risk, and whatever benefit might be achieved from positive programming behind the walls is probably made worse by the experience of being in prison.
But here's the rub. The probation system is already overcrowded. It's questionable whether placing more potentially higher-level drug offenders on probation will stop the cycle of incarceration. Hi. Are you Heidi?
I'm Heidi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. I'm ready.
You ready?
I just want to jump in.
Heidi Arnhold is a dedicated probation officer with 16 years of experience in North Dakota alone. She's also the only probation officer in the southeastern part of the state. I recently joined her on her rounds as she met with offenders in their homes, at work, or in the front seat of her car. After a while, I realized she spends a lot of time just driving.
I have an individual that's in like my southeast corner of Richland County, and then I have somebody in the northwest corner of Ransom County, so that can be almost 2 hours of drive time.
Heidi's caseload has doubled in the last few years, from 40 to now 80 people. Which doesn't give her much time with anyone, including offenders at high risk of ending up back in prison. She's taken to texting as a way to keep tabs on her caseload.
Texting to communicate so that they realize that they need to be accountable and be where they need to be when I need them to be there is important. It allows me to maintain more of a relationship in a certain context because I know more of their activities of what's happening in their life than just checking in once a month.
The shortage of probation and parole officers like Heidi is one problem. But another problem is the shortage of addiction counselors. 80% of Heidi's clients are required to be in drug treatment. But there's only one licensed addiction counselor in her whole area who accepts Medicaid, which is what most offenders rely on. Fargo offers more treatment options. But that's not always an easy trip for people who work and have families.
Okay. And mostly morning shifts for you?
No, just three mornings a week.
I'm
and then
with
it's
Heidi now on her third appointment of the day, with Heather, who is one of Heidi's success stories.
Better for then you keep Ellie here and get her to school in the morning.
And then my mom will pick her up, and then I just go to my mom's when we're done.
She's currently on parole from prison. She's working, and she's determined to stay off drugs and get both her kids back.
Wonderful. He got a 49 out of 50 out of his hunter safety test.
Because she's doing so well, she doesn't need the intensive level of counseling that many of Heidi's clients need. But Heidi asks Heather how challenging it would be if she did have to go to Fargo for more intensive treatment.
So if you were going to go do an hour session in Fargo, so driving to Fargo a little over an hour from here?
Yeah.
So you got 2.5 hours drive time, an hour counseling time. So almost a half a day of work missed just to go do your 1 hour of treatment or support that's critical to your sobriety.
Yes.
But it would cost you a half a day of work.
Yeah.
And you would be reliant upon your employer allowing you to do that.
Yes.
What would have that done to you?
Just to drive? I still would have done it.
Financially, what would it do to you?
Kind of put a damper on things. You know, I can charge at Gas Plus. You know, I can charge things and I charge my gas. But that might have put a damper on things.
The shortage of probation officers and drug treatment programs isn't news to Mark Pelka. Remember, he's the one advising legislators on how to reduce the size and cost of the state's prison population. He says the only way to do that, while also ensuring public safety, is to invest the savings from prison into more probation and drug treatment. Journeys Through Justice is funded in part by a grant from the North Dakota Humanities Council. For Prairie Public, I'm Meg Luther Lindholm.